Called Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino as we move through our broadcast with you. Roland, we have reached that 2015 threshold, and I have predictions. I'm
going to smile here. I know you have predictions.
I have predictions.
Well, but in all fairness, let's say that your predictions are based upon past experience and observations that you are able to codify into some kind of statement.
Yes. And they're based on also observations over the years where certain trends, and we used the term earlier, the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times, moves us along. And some of my predictions are, you might want to call them general thoughts. One of them is that the Ebola crisis will continue, but in that we will learn and are learning a great deal about how to deal with the spread or the prevention of a pandemic. I believe the Ebola crisis is allowing us to do that. Unfortunately, many people are dying because of it, but their deaths will lead to many saved lives down the road because we're learning such a great deal.
Well, I'm hoping that a pandemic would never occur again in the global community. However, what we do today is in terms of our travel, is far more extensive than it ever was during the last influenza outbreak that killed millions throughout the world.
Right after World War I, I think it was 21 million people, if I'm not mistaken. On the world scene, the Russian situation will lead, because of the collapse of oil, will lead to a peace in the Ukraine. And I see that on the horizon, because the Russians can't afford the war. They need the Europeans more than ever before, because and oil will fall to $40 a barrel. I'm making that prediction. If I had the money, I would buy short, as they say, but oil is going to continue to fall. And even the Arabs have said, the United Arab Emirates have said, they will not change their levels even if the barrels do fall to $40.
What you mean is they will not change their levels of production.
Production, which means that...
Because they said let the oil seek its own level.
Exactly. And the level has always been, and I've been saying this and I've said this for years, has always been in and around $35 to $40 a barrel. When it got up to $110 and $105, that was all speculation. And they made countries, individuals, and corporations made billions on speculating the price of oil up. I remember flying over, and I wish I could remember the island in Greece some many years ago, and I was flying on a private plane.
Santorini, Crete?
No, it wasn't Crete. It was
Rhodes.
Rhodes, thank
okay,
you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. There's a bay there. A very great battle was fought there as well. And in that bay, I saw 25, 30 filled tank, because you see how low they were to the waterline. And I said to the person with me, who was a news person from Greece, I said, what are all these ships doing here? He says, they only get moved when the price changes. Okay, they only get moved when the price changes.
That's interesting, yeah.
And this is back in 1989. At any rate, that's one of my thoughts, and I wanted to pass that on to people. And the Ukrainian situation will quiet down. I believe that's going to happen, because the Russians can't afford a conflict on the battlefield when they can no longer support their own ruble. Because it takes money for a war. You have to be able to pay people, move supplies, move equipment, and so on and so forth. And finally, on medical breakthroughs, we want to talk about more medical breakthroughs later, but as a prediction, in the area of genetic research, there are going to be some very significant breakthroughs. We're on the verge right now. Some very significant breakthroughs have happened in 2014. They will happen to an extremely significant event in 2015 and on.
Well, medical breakthroughs are generally curtailed or influenced by the AMA.
Yes.
And by, you know, approval by the Federal Drug Administration.
But you know what's happening? Because of the internet, and I'm working with a number of these doctors, independent doctors, who are doing some remarkable things. I think I told you about the young woman who we were going to try to get on our show, and I just mentioned her first name, Krissa. She had 20 years going through the medical doctors and hospitals of Lyme disease, 20 years. This individual doctor out of Florida, using a peptide, cured her completely of Lyme disease after 20 years. Okay, and this is holistic curing now. And I'm seeing more and more of that. Okay, I'm not saying went out and go to holistic curing to help you or save you, but that trend is going to continue.
Well, I know that you have a passion in your heart for holistic treatments.
Yes.
And we can talk about that. Let's do that.
Let's do that, yes.
We'll continue because we've got another segment coming up. And,
yes, we do.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. Carl Sabatino at Roland Smith as we do that on Smith Sabatino. We're back, please. Stay with us.
America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
In 23 seasons, this all-star winger played more than 1,600 games, ranking sixth all-time. His 640 goals place him 14th all-time, and he was clutch, scoring the most power play goals in NHL history.
On the wall, Bill Garrett.
So where is Dave Andrechuk now? Dave became a Tampa Bay Lightning community representative in 2006, and today is the team's vice president of fan and business development. His Dave Andrechuk Foundation raises money for youth hockey in Canada. Fans can follow Dave on Twitter. His handle is @Andy2525.
Rebound score! Andrechuk!
Dave Andrechuk, a true champion. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Think green. Harrison with you. If you live near the Gulf of Mexico, you're all too familiar with red tide. In fact, across the nation, algae blooms ruin swimming, kill fish, even poison local drinking water. Well, after a remarkable 37-year experiment, Canadian scientists have nailed down the chemical triggers that cause algae blooms. The culprit? Something many here have believed all along. Phosphorus, commonly found in household laundry detergent. There are now 146 coastal regions in the world in which fish and other life forms are dying entirely from phosphorus-related lack of oxygen. One dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico is roughly the size of New Jersey. Phosphorus in detergents is already being banned in Washington state. So what can we do? Well, you and I can now easily choose phosphorus-free laundry detergents easily labeled in most grocery stores. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.